wandering around, and I've come across Kirsten Robinson at Speciality and Fine Food Fair, and she makes Nicks and Kicks. You've had these before, haven't you, Guy?
I have, yes. I've seen them in I've seen them for sale in a number of places. I think I was at an event a few weeks ago, and they were serving them there. It's a lovely soft drink for adults, I think, is probably the category that we're playing in here.
And in front of me, I've got Kirsten's kindly bought three cans. I've got peach vanilla, but a little cayenne pepper. That should give me a bit of a kick, shouldn't it? Cucumber and mint. Oh, that's got a little bit of cayenne pepper as well. Oh, and so is mango and ginger. So have they got a bit of a kick?
That's the point.
Okay.
That's why it's called Nicks and Kicks.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. You only launched these in March, was it, Kirsten?
Yes, we launched them in the can format in March. So we've got them already in the bottles as well. So we've got glass bottles, sharing bottles, which are available in Waitrose. And we've got 330ml bottles, more for the on-trade, restaurants. And the cans are new now because in food service, grab and go, universities, there you need cans. You don't want glass bottles. So for that, they're great. They're really good. A good format as well, 250ml. It's a good size. And yeah.
I'm going to pass over to you, Guy. What do you suggest I taste? Mango and ginger? You've had that one.
That one is very good, yeah. I was going to ask about the can format. Is it purely a convenience thing, or is there any kind of like environmental benefit that is driving this new format as well?
First and foremost, it's convenience. I mean, glass is obviously still a good packaging format in terms of, you know, environmental friendly impact and all this kind of stuff. Plastic obviously would have been the other option, or Tetra Pak, and we didn't want to go in those because that is I could not sell a product in a plastic bottle. So from that point of view, that only leaves you with aluminium, that only leaves you with cans. And obviously they're much better as well in terms of they don't break so easily. When you ship them around, hardly any breakages. And easier also to put in your, you know, shopping basket when you're shopping and you don't want to pick up a big bottle and it's all heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I've even heard that the can kind of preserves the flavour a bit more, and that you don't get the, you've not had them in plastic before, but it's a good format. What do you think, Sue?
So I've tried mango and ginger. I'm a bit of a ginger beer fan, and that's quite nice because it's got a little bit of twist on that, although it's not as much of a kick as I thought it would be. I think I was frightened, but I don't need to be. It's got a nice little kick to it. I really like the cucumber and mint, though. I really, really like that, but I like cucumber.
I think it's a very grown-up flavour, though, isn't it? You know, it's a great combination, but similar to that.
I am very grown-up.
Oh, yeah, I forget these things sometimes. But it's,
well,
you know,
try.
Like...
Not very successfully.
But, you know, it kind of reminds me of that, like that mojito style, but completely soft drink style-y.
But this has got a nice little kick to me, a little bit more than the mango and ginger, actually, weirdly. But maybe that's because I've been eating all sorts of very weird things all day, so maybe my palate's not what it should be.
We have had a bit of a selection. So we've got these three flavours. Is this the full range, or do you do others as well?
This is the full range for now. We're just developing a fourth flavour based on customer feedback and just to complete the range. No, I can't because I don't even know yet 100%. We're still, and that's a good way also to actually use the show here because we know the key buyers are coming, so we let them try. We've got a few options. And so far we have one that seems to be the winner, but I can't tell you what that is yet.
Secret squirrel. So it's Nicks and Kicks. That's N-I-X and Kicks, K-I-X. Available in Waitrose. Presumably you can go on the website.
Yes. Also on Ocado, yeah. And the cans are also available on Ocado, actually. So, yeah.
I like that. And low calorie. Don't know if calories mean anything. But low calorie and suitable for vegans. I love that little bit of a kick, though. Quite nice, and lightly sparkling.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking on the back here. It's 20 calories. 20 calories per 100ml, is it? Or is it 20 calories total?
Per 100ml, yes. Which is officially low calorie, without any artificial sweeteners. And I don't think there are many, if any, soft drinks out there that are low in calories without artificial sweeteners. Yeah. Like, everything is artificial stuff these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking on the front of the can, it says only 50 calories, and natural and vegan as well.
There you go. I'm quite like it. It's quite a nice alternative if you like something a little bit sparkling.
A bit more flavour than a flavoured water, a lot less kind of in your face than the classic sweet soft drink. So, really, really nice. We wish you all the best with the rest. rest of the show, and we can't wait to hear what the new flavour is going to be. So you'll have to let us know when it comes out.
Yeah, email us.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.